Lion Dustbusters.
Yeah, hi, is this Joe?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, Joe, it's Paul calling back here from Local Splash. I'm not sure what happened with that other call. It did not exactly disconnect, but at some point I was not able to hear you. I don't know if you could hear me at all.
Well, that's the weird part, is I could hear you perfectly. So I have no clue. I have absolutely no clue.
I know that we're talking about covering. You're strictly commercial. You're not looking to take any residential customers
at all, right?
No, none
whatsoever. And that's what I always fight. Whoa, hello. Nothing like people just trying to run you over as you're parking or attempting to park.
Oh boy, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you go into a parking lot, you think they have enough brains not to try hitting the back end of your car. People are stupid, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that point. So this would be solely for commercial clients. We're not going to be targeting residential areas, but obviously, you know, people live in and amongst commercial areas. But if you can give us specific zip codes or neighborhoods where you think it's going to be profitable for you to be found, we'll definitely target those specific areas. You're not going to be limited as long as it's somewhere you're willing to travel. Like I said, for something like this, for $299 package with the $100 of Facebook ads, the optimization on Google and Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, you know, it really is designed to cover something like a 50 to 75 mile service area. That being said, we can target a larger service area, and a lot of our clients will go beyond that, but it might take a little bit of extra optimization. I mean, how far are you typically willing to travel for the right job?
Well, you know, here's the whole thing. I mean, when we say for the right job, we do everything from once a week services up to five day a week services. So
okay.
It really, listen, Paul, you and I both know that in today's market, you know, the right job might be, you know, it might be one day a week just because we're already hitting that area.
Right.
That's kind of the situation that we're in. And you and I also know, look at what has happened with the economy the past couple of years. I mean, right now it's in the toilet, which at least for the majority of the small businesses I'm dealing with, you know, everybody's telling me the same thing. They're like, we're all hurting.
Yeah.
You know, it's been, Biden with his immigration and business policies really hurt us. Plus, you know, we had Talk to Tawny Phil in our state house for 8 years. And now
right. We've
got Mickey, I'm so fine, I can't make up my mind, you know, she's going to try and put the nail, you know, the last nail in the coffin for the business community here in this state.
Is your website productsbydustbusters.com? Is that the website that you want us to promote?
Yeah, the one that we're looking for would be dustbustersnj.com.
Okay.
Products by Dustbusters, listen, that's my next project. Right now, you know, we're down to 5 employees. We were at 18,
now we're
at 5. So you can kind of imagine how much extra work I'm doing myself.
I can't imagine. Yeah, I talk to business owners all the time. They got too many irons in the fire, not enough hands to shake them. So the last thing they have time to do is work on their optimization or getting more jobs coming their way, but they are still looking to take on more work. So we can definitely promote the DustbustersNJ.com. It's a good-looking website. It does give the people who see it the reasons to call you. Now, with something like this, it's not like a lead-based service. If you're familiar with something like Thumbtack or Angie's, you know, with those, you pay for a phone number. You chase down that phone number. This is nothing like that.
And then you call and they never call you back.
That's
or
right.
You call them.
They don't even answer.
Yeah, I really want you just to come in and do my front windows. Well, how many
right. Windows?
Three.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that happened. You're not going to be immune to something like that. I mean, obviously people will still be able to call you for any number of reasons, but for the most part, it's going to be someone who saw your website. They know you do commercial, industrial, medical, institutional, whatever their specific need is. they're going to know that you provide those needs. It looks like you do floor and carpet services too.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, so not everybody does that. And that is something we can get you found for. You know, like I said, okay, our job is just to keep your phone ringing. You know, there's no long-term contract, but if we can earn your business and keep you satisfied client, I mean, that's how we've kept our doors open since 2004, more than 21 years. I've actually been with the company myself since 2013 for 13 years. So you'd be in good hands with us. Now, like I said, you'd be looking at a reduced rate. And, you know, I know that, you know, that ballpark figure, that's the exact amount that's on our website, which is actually $599 a month. But I'd be reducing this down to $299, basically cutting it in half. 50% reduction that you see every single month. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on down the road. It is just that exact amount. Now, like I said, it is designed to get your phone ringing, different directories that get indexed, the social media campaign as well. And it's really designed for one good client to offset the cost of the service.
Gotcha. Where is your company located? Where's your physical office located?
We're actually located in Orange County, California. So we're halfway between L.A. and San Diego, not too far from Disneyland. But as a Google Premier partner, our service area is all of the United States and Canada and basically every industry under the sun.
Gotcha. I just wondered because you come up as Bayonne, New Jersey, and I saw that, and it was funny because I was going to ask you where in Bayonne you're located because my son lived over there, and a friend of mine runs a company over there. So
the reason you're seeing a number that is fairly local to you, all of our calls are outbound through the computer. We're a Google Premier partner, so if the person we're speaking with says, yeah, let's go ahead and do this, we conduct that transaction over the phone, we do process the payment, and then before we do that, we are required to read a voice verification. It outlines the service agreement, that it's month to month, any reductions in the cost. It gets recorded through the computer and is attached to the accounts as an added form of protection for our client. So all of our calls are outbound and generated by the computer for that reason. It's called a VOIP server, voice over internet protocol. So it grabs a phone number that it thinks is local to the person that we're reaching out to.
I got you. That makes sense. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Okay, yeah, the VoIP, I'm very well familiar with that. I've been dealing with that for quite a few years. So, I was going to say, believe it or not, that actually explains what happened with the call because I've had many instances where it just...
100%.
There's no explanation for it. It just, you can hear me, I can hear you. You know, I can hear you, I can hear
calls all the time, completely or partially. Yeah. So, I mean, I know you said, you know, it's late in the day on Friday. You're not looking to make any decisions whatsoever. Would it be appropriate for me to send an email out to you or?
Yeah, definitely. Send an email. I mean, I'm working until late, but I've got other things I have to do this afternoon.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I want to try and get a couple other things going, including figuring out what's going on with some optimization with my website, and then also working on a couple of other projects.
So
the
website has a contact form on it, but I don't see like a physical email address. What's a good email then for the business or for yourself?
It's joe@ dustbusters, D-U-S-T.
Okay.
B as in boy, U-S-T-E-R-S, N-J as in New Jersey, .com.
So just like the website. So joe@ dustbustersnj.com. Joe, I'm going to get that email out to you with the pricing and everything that we talked about. And then would it be appropriate for me to follow up with you on Monday, or are Mondays really busy for you?
If you can call me Monday about noon, and just right away remind, you know, if you call and you say, hey, Pete, Joe, this is Pete from, you know,
yeah,
that,
sure.
That way, you know, because I'll tell you, I get these guys who do sales, and I've got to literally smack them around verbally and remind them, listen, I get 40 calls a day.
I got you. No, I'll definitely be upfront with who I am, why I'm calling, and remind you of the fact that we spoke today. I don't want to take up too much of your time, especially late in the day on the Friday. I know you've got a lot of other things to do, but I am looking forward to speaking with you at noon on Monday. Give me just a couple of minutes to get that email out to you, Joe. And you have a wonderful weekend. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time.
Peter, I appreciate your time as well. And, That VoIP, unfortunately, listen, everybody's using it, and the unfortunate thing is I probably once a week I'm talking with somebody, and it's like, hello, and they're gone. They're gone, or I can hear them, they can't hear me. So
you're not kidding. Our entire system sometimes goes down for many minutes at a time, sometimes almost a half hour or so. We can't even make a phone call. It's kind of a double-edged sword. It's something that we are required to do, but then when it doesn't perform as we need it to or hope it will, then it kind of sets us back a bit. But I appreciate your patience, and I look forward to speaking with you on Monday. I've got it on my calendar to call you at noon. It should be like right at or a couple minutes after 12 noon on Monday.
That's fine. Listen, here's a quick suggestion for you, okay? So in the event that something like that happens with a future customer,
sure.
All right? Just make sure you already have their phone number.
Right.
So that way when it does happen, because I mean, me, since I was driving, it was easy enough for me just to make the call back. But you and I both know a lot of times a person might be interested, but the problem is they get a situation where the call gets dropped. You'll never hear from them again.
We don't have a way to contact them. The 201 is the best number, not the 800 number, right? To contact you directly.
Call me on the 201-997-1605 number.
That's the number I've got, Joe. All right, I'll get that email out to you in just a couple of minutes here. I appreciate you. You have a great day. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks.
I sure will. Take care. Thank you, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye.